the chefs at the bratwurst stand at Amy Park.
Get a fan.
Get your shit together. Get some fans.
Nah.
Make like the Wildstone Raider, and you know you got no fans. it's not good enough.
Okie dokie, artichoke. Welcome back to another episode of the Four Man Wall. We're coming to you as a two-man wall this week, as two of our lovely, gracious co-hosts are away. Damo is, of course, still off travelling in the land of the Kiwis in New Zealand. So shout out to Damo if you're listening, mate. Hope you're having a great holiday. And Yashan, well, we're not too sure on him. And Nick's had a few words to say off air about Yashan, but we might have to keep those ones off air because he might not post this episode live otherwise. So, and joining me today, of course, is the lovely Nicholas Brazier. How are we going today, Nick?
Well, first off, please don't address me by my full name. Yashan, this guy's an amateur. What are you doing?
this is why I'm not the host, everyone. So, forgive us, please. Cut the name out, you can blur that out.
All right, thank you, Andy. Yes, it is I coming back at you. Live and pronto, I've been ready all week to do this pod, and it's almost time for the games to start background. Some of us haven't been nicking off the greener pastures on our, you know, we're out here living the dream, working Monday to Friday, making sure the world can keep turning around. Isn't that so, Andino?
Exactly right, mate. So someone's got to do it. They can't have all these slackers traveling the world, holidays here and there.
You know, someone's got to keep watching
country running.
Paramount Plus, you know, to really justify the great business, the great broadcasting rights deal. You know, we really got to, you know, pump up the numbers.
If you've got to make it worth Channel 10's while and the APL's while, there, yeah, got to give them some value.
Can't you just have your holidays, you know, in the off season? There's this great time of year called September, last week of September. I think Collingwood fans, I think especially, you're probably going to have no clashes on that week, so you can probably take the whole week off.
Jeez. Well, let's not get into that.
Well,
mate.
Melbourne City fans, you can probably clock off a few weeks early.
You can take May off. hopefully not. But, that brings us into the discussion of the A-League, as this is a football podcast, as you may know, if you're listening to this. We're getting into the pointy end of the season now. Not long to go now. I think we've got four games left, if I'm not mistaken. 4 weeks left.
Oh, I think there's three or four match days left. I think even less. Three match days left and only...
Three.
Only yep. Adelaide United and Western United have a game in hand, and so it's a bit of a
yes.
Which may not be too consequential in the title in the finals race. So unless Adelaide get up, then they're back in it.
Yeah, but battle for the wooden spoon, as they say.
This would be harsh, Andy.
well, only speaking facts. But yes, this week coming up, we've got a few big games. But before we get into those, we'll go through the games that have just happened this week, just gone. I myself am guilty. I didn't watch a lot of A-League this weekend, unfortunately, I must confess. But Nick, I believe you've watched quite a few. Well, is there any game or two that stand out to you as being worthy of talking about?
Well, Andy, I'm sure the general public will forgive you, considering you're watching... You went to a live an evening with the greatest football pundit of all time, Aaron Chen.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. So yes. I believe you'll be forgiven. But nah, you know me, A-League on my sleeve. I watched all the games this week except for Brisbane Roar and Western Sydney. But I digress. The game I'd like to talk most about. Well. Tough. I don't know even where to start. I thoroughly enjoyed every game I watched. I think there was great positive qualities in all of them. Western United's comeback against MacArthur was just simply incredible. And then only for the same thing to happen a day later in 35-degree heat in Perth with Adelaide United coming back, and Nestor Irinkunda really coming into age with some great hold-up play. Then you had some big, big heavyweight matches. You know, top of the table, Central Coast getting the dub, who look like they're in the driver's seat. And Melbourne Victory, deserved winners over City. Big heavyweight matches. Even Newcastle had the upper hand over Sydney FC, which was great to watch. But the game I'd like to talk about most was the violinist ahead of the Melbourne Derby. the only viral highlight of the season, and didn't even happen. It happened on the football pitch, but it
before the first whistle. But
it happened before the whistle. Evangeline Victoria.
No, she was bloody good. Too bad she was on Victory side and doing their song, you know.
You know,
would have been nice to have her.
7-8 Nation Army goes hard, Andy.
So does Kerncraft 3000.
Yeah, well, I was talking to someone at work and I said, well, Melbourne City has Kerncraft, and they're like, what's that? So,
no.
I mean, you know, Seven Nation Army was, he came up with the riff at the Corner Hotel in Richmond.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, actually.
Jeez. Fun fact for you.
In the band room while doing a sound check. And that was when he was
sound check.
And they were a smaller artist.
Gee whiz, there you go. You heard it here first on the 4-Man.
I think most people definitely heard it here. It's been doing the rounds on social media.
Has it?
Yeah.
Well, I've missed it.
Yeah, but I'd like to talk about Western United, up against MacArthur. At first I thought, you know, Western United look flat, gonna, you know, run out. They're just a bit, you know, of an apathetic display, but they really ran riot, and it was great to see them play a game in their home area for once.
Finally, never thought I'd see the day.
Yeah, it looks the foreground shot looks good, but the background shot looks shocking. It's very barren. You can see the car park, and there's a, but you know, it's very barren. But it's happened. It's finally happened, and you know, it looks full. It's good.
That's good.
Could fit more people. You know, but it looks full.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if you had, you know, if everyone that went to that game went to a game at Amy Park, it would look empty. You know, so it's definitely a much more appropriate sort of stadium for them, I think, going forward. But yeah, like you said, with the being a bit barren. Perhaps, like, if that's going to be their home for a while, they can spice it up a bit, you know. Like, I don't know, just thinking of the Central Coast, they've got the palm trees and the sauce bottles. Maybe they can find their own version of that, you know, something that's unique.
What would you do for Western United?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. That's what they need to think of. Something that's, you know, part of their identity.
Well, the sauce bottles are
something unique.
Sponsors of the Mariners.
Yeah, maybe they can get a sponsor on board, but
scary a scary thought that one day the sauce bottles might get taken away if there's a poor sponsorship.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that the other day, actually. Like, what happens when that, you know, that sponsorship contract runs out, they don't want to renew it anymore, then the sauce bottles are gone.
Yeah, well,
it's funny.
Well, this isn't a sponsorship matter, but what about a giant jumping castle for the kids?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Did you see that in the background of the shot?
No, that's what they should do. They should have a giant jumping castle. Why not?
Yeah, plenty of space for it around the stadium.
Well, what's iconic to Melbourne's West? You know, like
the Star Wheel or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
in Docklands. Move it out to Tarnita, I reckon. Put it out there.
They should just have a giant bar me behind the goals.
That's an idea. Get a local bar me company to sponsor them and get a big inflatable.
Yeah. Giant.
I like it.
Giant bar me. I'm not too sure how many bar me's there are in Tarnita, though. It's more of an inner western suburbs.
Inner
Footscray or Sunshine.
Yeah. Well, I think they need to get us on the marketing team for Western United.
A giant
ideas already.
A giant Ford Ranger.
Yeah, could work.
They're sponsored by home builders, aren't they? Maybe they should get a giant tradie, inflatable tradie.
Tradie?
Yeah, like a tradie, mate. Like, builds a house.
Oh, yeah. Home build, like. Or they can just get an inflatable house.
Yeah. All right, anyway, I'm doing some research.
On a bit of a tangent.
So,
there,
Master Foods is a community partner of the Central Coast Mariners.
Community partner.
So,
mm.
And they extended their partnership in 2021 for two more seasons.
And so that's already finished then, that deal. Because that was 3 years ago.
Doesn't say.
Mm.
It was good. It's good. Do you want to move on to the next game?
Yeah.
So this is probably going to be a bit more of an express version, you know. We're a two-man wall today. Normally with a four-man wall, the players are a lot closer to the goals. You might have a draft stopper or whatever they're called lying on the ground. So the ball's closer to the goals. You know, it's going to be in play a bit longer. But here we're a two-man wall. They're probably just taking a low percentage shot while outside the box. So probably going to like sail wide or something, you know. So we're not too concerned here. Just, you know, scarning on a Tuesday arvo, Thursday arvo. So, Andy, I understand you didn't watch the game because, you know, you just don't put enough effort into this podcast, but...
That's fair. Yeah, I'll cop that.
Yeah.
Go on.
But who do you think is in the pole? How about, this is my lukewarm question, who do you think's in the pole position for... the premiership.
Ooh, that's quite warm for a lukewarm question.
Why is it Melbourne City
this week, of course? But Cosmo, where the comeback's on, you know, all premierships are won from seventh position. You know that.
I think it's mathematically impossible for Melbourne City to finish higher than fourth.
Yeah, it would be now with three games to go, where. We're 5 points behind Sydney, who are in fourth at the moment.
So who's going to win?
But yeah. Who's going to win? Obviously, it's out of Central Coast and Wellington. I don't know. I've got a feeling that Wellington might do it.
Really?
I just think obviously Central Coast have had an awesome season as well. But, I think Wellington are the real deal and, they've shown patches of it in previous seasons, but they haven't been able to be consistent across the full year. Mm. Whereas I think this year that's where they've really improved, and I can't think of any like bad games they've had. You know, like every team usually has somewhat of a form slump at some point, but I just think they're the real deal, and they've been the best team all season, and yeah, they deserve to win it. But in saying that, even though they're on the same number of points, Central Coast have one more win than Wellington, and as we know that the change this year, that's what will separate them if they are still on the same number of points.
I've been trying to find a run home. I agree. So what do you think now, like listening to the run home? So we've got Central Coast currently on first with the most amount of wins, and they've got Western United 11, Adelaide United 9. At home, and Newcastle Jets. Ooh. 10, like, and compared to Wellington.
They've got a pretty easy run home.
Wellington Phoenix, who need to overtake Central Coast on points or total wins, have got Melbourne Victory, third place, Newcastle Jets, who the Mariners also have, so you can kind of
cancel that one out, I guess.
Cancel that one out. So Jets are 10th. And then they've got MacArthur 5th.
So they've got two top six teams versus Central Coast having none. That does make it sound like on paper, Central Coast are in the box seat. So I guess it is theirs to lose. It's going to make for an interesting last three rounds anyway, that's for sure.
In the same vein... do you see Western Sydney dropping enough points to let Melbourne City in? Here's their run home.
I mean,
if you just listen to this run home, they've got a Sydney Derby, which could go anywhere. Sydney are fourth, two spots above them. They've got... I'll just skip who they're playing in their second game. In their last game, they're playing Melbourne Victory, who are third. In Melbourne, too, away game. Their middle game is against Melbourne City, which would be the six point decider. You see...
That's juicy. It could come down to that last game. Like you said, it's... Yeah, go on.
Yeah, you continue.
I was going to say, like, a Sydney Derby can go either way, and, they are only 1 point on the table apart at the moment, so... that'll be a very, very interesting game. It's a lot on the line for both of those teams. But, I don't know. I'm probably more concerned with City the way we've been...
Making up the points.
...performing the last couple of weeks.
I guess Western Sydney is probably City's lifeline into the top six, considering they can have a six-point turnaround. And, say if they... Even if... Quite frankly, if Western Sydney win and Melbourne City lose on the weekend, there's no way for Melbourne City to overtake Western Sydney. Destiny will be all but out of Melbourne City's hands if they lose on the weekend.
In saying that, City is playing Perth Glory bottom of the table in Melbourne, so on paper, they should win that, but paper doesn't mean anything, so... we'll see what happens. But, if it's the other way and Western Sydney lose and City wins, there's only a point between the two teams after that. So,
yes. Or,
makes it very interesting.
Yes. It will. A win for City and a loss for Western Sydney will put Destiny back in Melbourne City's hands. Not too sure if you can trust them with Destiny. But it'll be an interesting setting, given that if Melbourne City were to get the win... they'll be playing Western Sydney Wanderers again, where only five games ago they won 7-0. But we've talked about plenty on this pod how that's very much in the rear view mirror. I mean,
it seems like a lifetime ago.
It was over a month ago now.
It was. Still remember that goal by Terry Antonis. Hopefully goes down as goal of the season. Imagine that. Like, it comes down to that last game of the season. How exciting that will be if that the winner of that game determines who gets that last final spot. That'd be very juicy. But
we'll know it by the time City play. City are the last team to play on the final match day. They'll be playing at 5 p.m. against Western United. It'll be a home game. So it might be. All you can do is wait, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. There's quite a few scenarios that could play out this week that's going to affect the final still. You'd have to say the top five are probably locked in, even though there is only 1 point between fifth and sixth.
And I reckon Melbourne Victory are stuck in third. They won't go up or down. They've got
too much of a gap. They're 5 points behind second, but they've got 6 points above fourth. So yeah, I think they're locked in for third.
Only chance is if Wellington choke.
And lose all of their remaining games.
Well, one of their games is against Melbourne Victory, so
yeah, true.
Melbourne Victory could make up ground on Wellington by catching up.
Yeah, that would put them within a 2 point difference.
I'd really love see Wellington host a home final. They're guaranteed to host one anyway because they can't drop Brulo third. But I really want to see like that big home final, and possibly even grand final if they finish top seed or if they finish second or third seed under the highest qualifying team.
I'm glad we're back to home grand finals again because they definitely deserve one if they do make it that far, and I think it would be an awesome sight to see. See Sky Stadium filled up with the yellow fever in a final.
And it'll be a great team to have in the grand final because, with Auckland coming, it'd be a real momentum builder.
Yeah, and it just helps stoke that the rivalry, I guess, as well. You know, if they were to enter that new era as being the champions, that's even more incentive, I guess, for Auckland to take it off them.
Yeah. Need more pitch invaders.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, it's gonna be a good final series, I think. And yeah, it's been a long time since Wellington have had a home final at all. I believe I couldn't even tell you the last time they did. But yeah, it's been quite
they had one against Melbourne City, but it was quite lowly attended, and Melbourne City got the dub.
Was that pre-COVID?
It was one of City's first finals in the City era. I think it was like 2016, 2015.
Yeah. They're still going back a bit. But yeah, exciting times for them.
Yes.
It's going to be a big round ahead.
This is when Ernie Marrick was the manager of Wellington.
Okay. Going back a bit.
So.
Yes.
Yes.
So, is there any other games you wanted to talk about from the weekend, mate?
Well, City are fucking done, and you're a fucking fraud for backing City any more than you had to.
Oh, mate, settle down. We're not that far off it. Four points, as we've just spoken about.
Yeah.
Still alive. But yeah, it was very disappointing.
Four points.
The result on the weekend.
4 points and 4 paces behind a professional standard.
Yeah, fair enough. But like we spoke about last week, it's been a roller coaster season, so you know, you never know. The last few weeks might be the up part of the roller coaster. We'll see.
If this is a roller coaster season, then this is like the river plunge. Just goes up and then plummets back down.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, that was probably City season last year. We went all the way up and then grand final.
Yeah,
that City was the giant drop, Tower of Terror.
It was. But yeah, it's going to be a big off-season for City, I think. I think I saw today that there's 13 players that will be out of contract at the end of this season. So could be a very different-looking side next year. So I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about that in the coming weeks.
Andy, top Cobs for this week. Top Melbourne victory players.
Well, when you mentioned this off-air, but I didn't think you were serious. I can't do this. You know that.
Oh, you got to do it.
It's a conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest.
You're not the official host, so I don't have to do anything.
Well, I don't have to do anything either. I'm going to take an oath of silence.
Okay. You do you, mate.
Should have got Matt Hume on this podcast.
We should have.
Would it be just as organised?
Yeah, true. Nah, we didn't have enough notice for that. But who are your top five victory players, Nick? I'd be very curious to hear.
We got Lee Brunson.
Oh, I don't have enough. Oh, yeah.
We got Archie Thompson.
Ranking him on number of games.
We got Archie Thompson.
Okay.
We got Costa Barbarousis. He knows how to fix the net.
Did he make it? Yeah, true.
We got Carlos Hernandez.
Okay.
And we've got Bruno Fornaroli. That is my list.
Oh. Okay, well, there we go. I don't have to do it now because you've done it. Thanks, Nick.
Andy, top Cobs, theme parks on the Goldie.
Oh, how long have we got? I mean, it's not
And
that
anyway, we're moving on.
Moving on.
Ah, yes.
We digress.
So, yeah, the Derby, good game. A bit of my experience at the Derby, if I may indulge, Andy.
Go for it, mate.
So you were there. Went with my good mate. Birds, Alex, and so we went had a pub meal. That was good. It was tough to find a pub. Swan Street was busy, you know. But the pub we went to, got a good feed. So we went to the game. Missed out on the violin. Bloody gutted. go try to get a seat. And they're like, oh, you're in the wrong bay. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, you need to go in this aisle. That's like, it's like section 12, aisle 11. I'm like, okay. And we go to aisle 11 and they're like, you're in the wrong one. You need to go to 12. 12's over there. And I'm like, Mom, your mate just told me to come here. And he's like, oh, righto then. Oh, yeah, my mistake. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
It's the same bay though, no matter which aisle you come through.
So we bought City away. which I thought would be like, you know, next to the active area, a bit of distance. But guess what? You're going up the stairs and you're like, oh, yeah, there's the active area. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I keep going up the stairs. And I'm like, oh, that's my rope right in the middle of the active area. So next to where the flags were. And I was like, well, yeah, this is like the company I want to be a part of. And
and guess you're in the active this week.
You know what? People cut up. People bring up the active area and then cut them down as fast as possible. I can be supporter of the active area and still not want to be a part of it. Let's just make that clear.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's fair enough. I mean, you still want the atmosphere.
I like the refined taste, you know. Like, I like drinking piss out of a plastic cup, you know. Having a golden gay time at half time.
And chicken and chips out of a cardboard box as well.
Yes.
It's the trifecta.
Anywho, move on. Right in the middle of it, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, fuck. And the security and the police are hanging right next to our seats, and I'm like, well, it just feels a bit uncomfortable, you know. You just see all these, like, high schoolers rushing up the stairs, and I'm like, oh, you know, like, they're trying to check their tickets, and they're like, oh, no, trust me, I'm back down. And, like, it's just like, oh, wow. But it's kind of good, like, they're not, like, over-policing on the under 18s, given, like, a lot of the drama in the in New South Wales and Queensland with over-policing of active areas. But, a bit of an iconic moment. They threw a Melbourne Victory scarf down the race. Someone brought in a Melbourne Victory scarf and they threw it down the, you know, the big races at Andy Park. Another funny moment was there's a lot of families that ended up with tickets in this area, like with like a 10-year-old
like
kid.
Like what you guys did.
Yeah, like two like two parents and a 10-year-old kid. And I reckon there was a lot of stern-looking mothers that and that were about to give some talks to their husbands. Why the fuck did you get tickets here? You know he doesn't like loud noises.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, well... No. City
some long car rides home.
I'd be lying if Victory weren't the better team, but City. But their goals did feel like come from just taking the moment.
That first goal from Arsene 4 minutes in, that was definitely, like you said, taking the moment and making the most of it. That was quality finish.
They did that even better, like to score off a corner that came like pretty freely. It feels like and the penalty too. You know, like we shouldn't be giving away a penalty like that. You know.
Yeah, that was not great. That was Fernandez, was it, that gave it away? I don't know. I don't think it was fully his fault from what I saw. You know, I think he got put under pressure by a mistake from the defender. I can't remember who it was. But, yeah, he sort of, it was either go for that tackle or let him run in on goal. So, either way, not great. But, yeah, that drew it level. And, of course, they got that late goal and won the game. So it's a shame for City, but I wasn't there, but it sounded like Victory were the better team, unfortunately.
Yeah, City are a 7th to 8th place team. They got to know their place in the competition.
Yeah, that is true, 7th v 3rd. But yeah, disappointing way to lose. Anyway, we move on.
City, shit. Central Coast, good. Nestor Irinkunda, superstar. Thank you.
Summed it up nicely, Nick. All right. Well, that pretty much sums up the games, I think. You agree? Anything else you want to add there?
Oh, make sure you watch some games this weekend, Andy.
Yes. Yeah, that's my goal.
For Paramount City Plus.
Game, sure. Lock it in Friday night. Kick the round off good. I think, when's the Sydney Derby? That's Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Yeah.
We're out together on Saturday. We can make the time.
Yes.
Find a one pub in Melbourne with Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Imperial, mate. All right. Well, any news topics on your mind, Nick, that you want to go over before we wrap this this bite-sized episode up?
Absolutely nothing. Apart from Newcastle Jets may or may not have another owner for the 5th time in a row. I feel for the Newcastle Jets fans. The Matildas.
Matildas got a nice win.
Playing in San Antonio. And Unfortunately, unlike Andy, I couldn't watch it because I was hard at work. I'm just looking at a Reddit post. Apparently, news.com.au said the Seven Nation Army re-edition went at an AFL game.
Talk about
undermining. I'm just doing what Deshaun. Oh, Nestor or Iren Kunda, there's been some bit of movement with him with the Paris 2024 qualifiers.
Oh, yeah? How so?
Well, he didn't make the Oli Roos squad, and there's been a bit of talk about that.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you, mate. Mm. I just read the headlines and get Reddit comments to tell me what to think.
That is our main source on this pod.
Yeah. Where are we at? Daniel Pendia wants to be a Socceroo.
Yeah, yep, saw that. That's always good to hear. Hopefully you can make that happen.
Yeah. And I think Nestor Iren Kunda is about to play his last game in front of Coopers this weekend.
Ah, this week, their last home game.
Oh, no, the weekend. Jeez. Yeah, this weekend. They're playing two away games to finish the season.
Well, get down and support him. See him for the last time, Adelaide fans, before he heads off to Germany.
I mean, they could technically make finals, and they could technically play in a home leg in the semis.
Technically make finals, you reckon? Well, they're 2 points behind City. They're on 28, so they have 6 points to make up at least. True. That's right, they do too. Well, you never know.
What else is what's news with you, Andy?
Well, I was just thinking this is not a happy story, unfortunately, but surprise, surprise, Marco Tilio is injured again, unfortunately. Oh, fucking
outrageous.
I know. Poor Bogut can't catch breaks.
Poor loan spell. He's going to go back to Scotland with not much more under his belt. Worst case scenario. You know, he's been getting injured. His team's been out of form when he's playing on the field. You know, it's shit.
Yeah. It's just, exactly. Summed it up well there. Like, it's just a terrible situation for him and not what he would have hoped for, obviously. But, He didn't have a lot of time. It was only going to be a 6 month loan, and unfortunately, you know, no fault of his own, but it just hasn't worked out for him with his injuries, and he just hasn't had the chance to prove himself. So, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this season, but I can't imagine he'll be moving up anytime soon.
So, Andy, I thought we could do a fun segment to round out the podcast.
Yeah.
So we don't normally, a bit of a train on the four-man wall, probably because we have so many of us and we've got so much to talk about. We don't really talk about what's ahead too much, but two-man wall, we thought we might give it a go today, you know, splinter podcast approaching. Andy, you're a bit of a footy tipster yourself. You're well known in the AFL tipping circles as, if you don't mind me sharing out loud your username, Gibbo's Glory. We're going to call this segment Gibbo's Glory, and you're going to go for a tip 6 out of 6 in the A-League this week, and keeping in mind that we have draws to consider as well.
Oh, true, yeah. Forget about the draws when you're used to footy tipping.
Here, here's what's going to happen. We're catching up on Sunday Arvo. If you can get the final game of the round, if you're on 5 out of 5, I'll buy you a beer. So, Gibbo's
Glory. That's a fair deal.
Mate, for the first round of Gibbo's Glory, Wellington Phoenix Melbourne Victory. And give a one-sentence opinion why. Don't be punchy, but then give a one-sentence opinion why you're going that way.
Okay. I'm going to go Phoenix because it's a home game and their crowd is going to get right behind them, and they're going to be the 12th man for them. So, yeah, Phoenix for me. Righto. They want that Premier's play.
Rightio. Adelaide MacArthur. That was Friday evening, or Friday night Wellington time. Friday evening in Adelaide, we've got City of Churches, Radelaide, everything that the tourism board doesn't want me to call them. We've got Adelaide United in Nestor Iren Kunda's last home game up against MacArthur FC. What do you think?
I'm going Adelaide for this one. I know MacArthur's up a bit higher in the ladder, but I think they're gonna pull out all the stops for Nestori's last home game, and I think they want to send him off in style. So yeah, I'm gonna go Adelaide. And of course, they want to make finals still as well.
Steam rolling through. All right, Andy, we got a team that's never lost at this venue versus another team that's never lost at this venue because they've never played there. We've got Western United against Central Coast Mariners. She'll be right.
Yeah, so just start from that game.
All right, again. Andy, we got a team that has a 100% win record here. They score on average 2-1 against their opponents here, versus a team that's never played a single minute at this venue. I'm of course talking about Western United versus Central Coast at the Ironbark Fields. Who have you got here?
Well, geez, I was going to say easy Central Coast, but when you put it like that, gee, it's hard to argue with the stats, isn't it, buddy? Oh,
don't forget, Central Coast have Joshy Nisbet, the greatest player that I've never seen.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, look, as good as they are at that venue, Western United, I think I'm going to have to go for Central Coast because they've just got too much on the line. They want to lock in that Premier's plate, and they're not going to let those stats get in their way.
Yep, alrighty. Alright, moving on. We're going up, we're snaking up the state. You're going up to the city of the brown snake, Bris Vegas, Brisbane Roar and Newcastle Jets. Arguably the worst match on paper that of the round, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. I could not think of
anything drawing me to the I've got plans when this is on, so perfect. I can distract myself and let these clubs die. Sorry, Newcastle fans.
Poor Jets.
Are you brave enough to tip against Zadball?
You know what? I'm gonna bloody sit on the fence and I'm gonna say it's gonna be a draw. It's gonna be the boringest game of the round, and it's gonna be a boring result to match it. So yeah. It's a draw.
Safe call, I reckon. They are both coming off wins against the two Sydney teams, respectively. So, safe to say. Now, no fence sitting here, unless it's your opinion that it'll be on the fence. Sydney FC versus Western Sydney Wanderers, the Sydney Derby. Don't be tempted by what the results might mean for Melbourne City. What are you going here?
That's a tough one because there's only 1 point separating them. It is Sydney's home game. I think I've got a feeling Sydney's going to win, and that's not thinking of ramifications or anything, but just the way that results have sort of fallen for Western Sydney this year, they seem to be a little bit not hard done by, but I guess a little bit unlucky in some of their results. Like they've deserved more. So I feel like that might continue again on Saturday night, and Sydney will get the win in a close one with a late goal. But
And why are you tipping Perth Glory over Melbourne City this weekend?
Don't put words in my mouth, mate. That is not happening. I don't have enough to say my tip for this one, but I will.
You've heard his expletive-filled rant about Melbourne City before the pod. it's fucking crock of shit.
That doesn't sound like me. Nah, City for me, it's a must win. And they're not going to let me down again.
Final segment of the podcast before we wrap it up, I reckon, Andy. We've shared this seat lovely tonight. Pleasurable company you've been, Andy, I must say.
Likewise, mate. Likewise. It's been good fun.
We're going to play Split the Wall and it's got a tough one today, Andy. You're up against me, and the question is, who's the better fellow four-man wall podcaster? JBB Jashan or Damo?
We can't do this. This could tear this family apart, mate.
Don't worry.
I couldn't do it.
We're only joking, of course. We'll do that. And Damo equally as much.
Indeed.
Love you more, Damo. Right. I love you, Damo, as much as you love Maxi Caputo over J-Mac.
That's a lot of love.
Yes, that's the first reference of Maxi Caputo. You can tell we're lacking Damo tonight.
First mention he's got all episode.
Yes, and Jashan, we're missing his guile, but we've done well.
We've made the best of a bad situation.
Jashan, if Jashan doesn't like what he said, he can just use AI to fix it.
Deep fakes.
Yeah, do a deep fake of our podcast. Yeah. Maybe we'll get more listeners.
Yeah, true. We wouldn't have to record. We'll just put it into ChatGPT and it'll make it.
We should just get ChatGPT and get Kane Corns to do our podcast with Andy Harper.
That'd be great. We could definitely get more listeners that way.
So I'm safe to assume you're tipping City over Perth, though, Andy.
Yes, yeah, I am.
Well, I mean, the beer's out of play by then.
Yeah, true. No, I'm a bit thirsty, so I'm looking forward to my Sunday Arvo beer.
Yeah, well, it's a bit low risk, low reward for you because there's no punishment if you fuck up. So.
True, but it is hard to tip 5 out of 5.
Well, this isn't. Well, it's even harder than AFL tipping because
you got the draw in there as well.
Yeah, well, the odds if you're tipping 50-50s would be 2 × 2⁵, but you're doing 3 × 5 here, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so I'll look pretty good if I get 5, but yeah, we'll see.
So AFL, so if you're picking wins or losses, you'd be and discounting draws as a tip. If you're doing wins or losses, like AFL, you'd be a 1 of 32 chance, but because you're picking the draw too, you're a 1 in 243 chance of getting a beer this weekend.
1 in 243.
Yeah.
Jeez, I like those odds.
Anyways, who's going to do the closer?
Yeah, don't know. Let's do it together. Thanks for listening. This has been the Four Man Wall.
Thank you all. Oh, we almost did it.
Aaron Kunda isn't an option. I'm off Aaron Kunda. He's no good, and I'll tell you why. He chose to sign for Aston Villa instead of my Swansea team in my football manager save, and that's unacceptable.
I was like, hang on, what? I missed this.
Absolutely unacceptable.